from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a tough new round of economic sanctions against North Korea in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley told the council Monday evening, "Today, we are saying that the world will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. And today, the Security Council is saying that if the North Korean regime does not halt its nuclear program, we will act to stop it ourselves." Haley said the provisions in the resolution would drastically cut North Korea's ability to fund and fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. If fully implemented, the new sanctions would cut a third of North Korea's oil imports, which Haley called the lifeblood of its efforts to build and deliver a nuclear weapon. The resolution will also reduce by more than half the country's gas, diesel, and heavy fuel oil imports, while completely banning the import of natural gas and other oil substitutes. Haley told the council, "We don't take pleasure in further strengthening sanctions today. We are not looking for war. The North Korean regime has not yet passed the point of no return. If it agrees to stop its nuclear program, it can reclaim its future. If it proves it can live in peace, the world will live in peace with it." The resolution also bans North Korea's textile exports, and it could gradually cut up to $500 million in revenues earned off the backs of its nearly 100,000 citizens working abroad who send most of their earnings back to the government. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court, at least one of the justices, that is, has issued a temporary order allowing the Trump administration to maintain its restrictive policy on refugees while the court considers challenges to the travel ban. Justice Anthony Kennedy issued the temporary order Monday. It was expected to remain in effect while the full court takes up the matter, likely within a matter of days. Had the Supreme Court not acted, an appeals court decision lifting part of the ban on refugees would have gone into effect on Tuesday. People of the Florida Keys may be unable to go home for weeks to see for themselves the havoc left by Hurricane Irma. The Keys were the first part of Florida slammed by the powerful hurricane Sunday morning. Irma's winds and storm surges swept over the island chain, wrecked roads and bridges, and swept homes and cars aside. White House Homeland Security Advisor Thomas Bossert said what was left after the storm passed, quote, "is not fit for reentry for regular citizenry for weeks." About 70,000 people live in the Florida Keys. The power grid in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico was so badly damaged by the hurricane that repairs could take months. More than 1 million people on the island have no power. An unprecedented rescue and relief response by the United States is underway not only in Florida, but also in the Caribbean following Hurricane Irma. The Trump administration is calling it the largest ever mobilization of our military in a naval and marine operation. 9 large ships, including the 335-meter-long USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier, arrived at Key West Sunday night. They're being used as platforms for sorties by at least 80 rotary-wing aircraft. And Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov has urged the United States to start finding a way to resolve problems between the two countries. In a statement released by the Russian Foreign Ministry after Ryabkov met with U.S. Undersecretary of State Thomas Shannon, the Deputy Foreign Minister was quoted as saying, "We called for a stop to the destruction of U.S.-Russia relations and to start finding solutions to resolve problems that are mounting through no fault of our own." There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America.
That's the latest world news from VOA.